Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is August 25th, 2008, the Feast of Blessed Louis, King of France. One thing that you may have noticed over the time that we've been remembering together is that relatively few of those our church commemorates are people of wealth and power. It might even seem like being a person of great secular importance might be an obstruction to holiness. Didn't Jesus say something about rich people, camels, and the eye of a needle? But how then can we explain the presence of King Louis of France among our saints? Well, for one thing, we're talking about Louis IX, not Louis XIV, or one of the more materialistic kings we might more easily associate with French royal excess. In fact, Louis was a man of great religious conviction. He is even known to have worn a hair shirt under his royal clothes. Because of this dedication to ascetical practice, even while living in a very worldly environment, he is the patron saint of the Third Order Franciscans. But of course, Louis was a human person, and though he had some strikingly holy qualities, he was not sinless. He expelled many of the Jews from France, confiscating their property and using it to fund the Second Crusade, which he personally led. Though these were not seen as remarkably wicked for his time, from our standpoint, I think they grieved the heart of God. But thanks be to our God that our sins are not what defines us. As the scripture says, those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his holy ones, and he watches over his elect. Jesus will forgive the mistakes we make in our lives, and magnify the good deeds we do in love. Surely, Louis believed that in life, and is experiencing it now in the afterlife. Let us pray. O God, you called your servant Louis of France to an earthly throne that he might advance your heavenly kingdom, and gave him zeal for your church and love for your people. Mercifully grant that we who commemorate him this day may be fruitful in good works and attain to the glorious crown of your saints. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on August 27th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Thomas Gallaudet and Henry Winter Sile. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.